Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Allison here in the Redhead. And before we get started, our affiliate for today is T-Fury and Stamps.com. You can find out all our other affiliates at dancypress.me/affiliates. And now let's get back to our regular scheduled programming. Here's and Fred. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, we're live.
Slight coughing. I'm under the weather, but I'm serious.
gotta be more awake. I think. Gotta be more in track with what's going on.
I'm totally in track. I'm just a little bit under the weather.
Ah, yes. Had
little thoughts. It's a little bit stiff in New York, but it's all right. I guess.
Yes.
It is all right. And which brings us to our first sport of news article, which is a Florida pastor is convicted of trying to sell fake Damien Hirst paintings. Now, the Damien Hirst paintings are pretty famous, and so he tried to sell counterfeits. Sell five, to be exact, to an undercover police officer. And the case against Mr. Sutherland grew out of a large investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for a forger of an immigrant in Beach, California, who was admitted to churning out dozens of Hirst works and sending them on eBay to buyers around the world and providing fake documents of the work that says saying the works that were genuine. The forger in question, Vincent Laprito, was arrested in New York on a warrant in October 2013 with his gallery partner, Rodney Bell. And in January, Mr. Laprito had already served time in California for art fraud, pleaded guilty to the identified theft and fraud, and agreed to testify against Mr. Sutherland in return for a lighter sentence.
I honestly think,
quite interesting,
what the
and
fuck
ironic.
Was he talking? What the fuck was he thinking? Clearly, I guess he didn't learn either.
Well, when you've been in a rat hole for several years, I don't think you learn.
Yeah, very true. Just saying, got into some issues before, most people learn from their mistakes. So,
well, yeah, most people, but who's most people?
Yeah. True, very true.
Who is most people?
Right.
You know, forgers themselves have this sort of thing where two things happen. I want to make art. It's sort of like piracy of music. I happen to belong to the Trombonist Guild, which is the union for professional playwrights, lyricists, musicians. No, musicians have their own union, Local 108, or 402, rather, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It has recently been put to light that there's going to be a conference on the anti-piracy of sheet music, which is quite cool to see. I mean, in the fact that there is something, you know, about what we do as artists and as actors,
right.
you know, and as playwrights, as creatives. Okay.
Right. Yes.
That we should get paid for our work.
Right. That makes sense. It's like with any job, you'd want to get paid.
Well, yeah.
You can't just think, something's going to fall in your freaking lap. No, that's not the case. Fall in your lap unexpectedly, but there's a big difference with actually saying, okay, I'm going to do this because I enjoy it versus stealing someone's work and plagiarizing it.
Human is plagiarism. But if you are plagiarizing just to plagiarize, then that's another thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's not cool.
Oh, it isn't.
It's not cool. It's not cool because of the fact that once you have it, you know, when somebody does something, they expect to be paid for it.
Right.
You know, otherwise it's, one of those things that you don't and if you do that, then what are you doing? What are you creating for? One of my friends, or acquaintances, I should say, we were having a very serious discussion, Facebook discussion, on it. And what he said, and I will read it out loud because it's so good. What happened? Somebody basically plagiarized sheet music on the internet, and I commented his comment, and I'll read this out, basically said that today the Drummers Guild, which is my union, will be hosting their first anti-piracy committee awareness event on April 21st from 5 to 7:30 p.m. in New York, or 7 o'clock p.m. And the thing is that people taste of the music. And what I said is that I totally agree, though I'm not a songwriter by trade, I'm a playwright. And there's Rain_4 this play. And I personally think that it's legal downloading is utter crap, even though I used to do it on Napster. I was guilty of it too, but I stopped. Stealing, that's one thing. Stealing cheap music, now that's fucked up. And what is this world coming to? One of his other friends, his quote entirely, Mr. Jeremy Goodman said, "In this day and age with technology, everything is available to everyone, and the level of self-entitlement is ridiculous. If it's available everywhere on the internet, music, schools, etc., it should be free." Nope. I have GarageBand with my computer. Does that make me a composer? Can I drive a pre-existing loop and drop it in that? Nope. Can I record something less than mediocre on an instrument and I can't play, and that means you should buy my music and I'll go on tour? Nope. I put a daughter paint on canvas and I wrote my name on it, and that makes me a painter. And to be in a gallery? Nope. I dropped my coin to the ground and it landed in a weird shape, so that makes me a sculptor? Nope. I know somebody who stepped in the day of a performance to play Gershwin's Concerto in F with an orchestra because the person originally hired a younger guy, felt he could do anything. And a guest artist, he showed up to the rehearsal and did not know it and could not play it, and talk about a way to screw up your reputation for doing anything. And he confessed, "I'm probably one of those people who still buy sheet music, and even if I buy it, it is in the public domain, and I am on IMSLP, which could only mean an international union for trading music, legally. I'm the only person my age who buys CDs regularly, and if people only bought a fraction of the amount that I do before Tiskins lie, then there's a problem will greatly diminish severely. I don't think that $10 a month in all access deal with Spotify would be good either. Spotify pays musicians and artists less than next to nothing, and there's no way to make a part of a living. $10 for unlimited access to cheap music would just mean that they would pay for a month and printing everything imaginable, thus ending up paying only a few pennies for each composer at best."
Wow. That's something.
Which I completely agree.
I agree with it. It has to be done. Just like it's just me. It has to be. Just like how iTunes came along while Napster was very big and was the big illegal downloader. Now this just means that there's actually going to be benefiting this, especially when there's people out there that compose and that do that sort of thing. I support it too. I know people who are musicians who write their own music. I don't want to see them get hurt. I don't want to see them in the end having their intellectual property rights get taken away when it could be at the tip of someone's fingertips. Legally, bear in mind here.
Well, legally, yeah.
And avoid any issues with jail time or major fees, major copyright fees and all that other downloading, fines. There's always a way around this, and this is the proper way to go about it.
Well, yeah, it's the proper way to go about it. And proper way is something that you should basically abide by. You know, abide by it because we get paid, you know. We get paid.
Right, and even with me, I'm now starting to create music for the show, and as are you, Red. If we put this on market,
as a matter of fact, as we speak to right now, I'm actually putting the theme that you just heard online and is going to be on sale the 18th of April.
So that's huge, and
so for all of you guys who want to, of course, this is going to be mastered and has to go through that process, but it's not going to be, it's going to be the same thing, but at the same time, everybody's going to have at it, can have at it as a ringtone. It's best as a ringtone, actually, because it's not a full song, but it is a thing in which it's kind of it's great. It's a great thing.
And even with me, I'm working on general music for this as well. So it
shall be interesting. Yeah,
we can't explain
how the process goes, but we are sure that it does go very, very quickly, you know, and goes very quickly and very, very, very fast in terms of people of the show, you know.
It'll benefit the show.
It'll be available on iTunes. It'll be available on, I'm going to tell you right now, if those of you are listening, it'll be on available, and I can't pronounce it, but Agami, which is in the Middle East. Yes, Middle East, you are going to get the theme. Also, Spotify, Nokia, Wix, Wimp, Sony Music Digital, Rhapsody, Google Play, Deezer, Audio, Rhapsody, eMusic, no. eMusic, yes. It's going to take it 1 to 3 weeks to go live. However, you're going to hear some really, really good stuff. I might change the release date just because so I can have more time to master it. But it'll be installed very, very soon. And it is going to be sold worldwide. So pretty much, you know, anybody can have at it.
Yes.
And yes, we require you to buy it.
Yes.
That is the only way you must buy this, because not only does it support us, but it supports the radio show and it supports our careers outside of the show. So if you're buying it in the U.S., and you buy it through iTunes, it'll be a lot, better, because we make We make a ton of money off of that. So, yeah. That's really the news that's coming out of the first thing that's going to come out. So, and there's going to be many more to come.
Yes.
What?
I said yes. Well, yeah.
On Mother's Day. Yeah. So, kind of
and
cool.
Even with our other things that are in the works, it's just going to be very good, very nice to see everything get going and this will just be very, and this will be beneficial. That's what counts.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
It's not like we're trying. This is one way where
I would rather see people. We're independent artists, so that's what matters.
Well, yeah. And
what's the other topic that happened?
Then on other things in on the news, we have a health scare in the UK. Now, the thing that bothers me is that they spent millions of pounds wasted on a drug flu. Claims a major report for Tamiflu. Tamiflu, which is stockpiled by the government to prepare for flu pandemics, the Coltrane collaboration, claim that the drug did not prevent the spread of flu or reduce dangerous complications. However, it is false. The manufacturer of Roche say that the other analysis is flawed. The antivirus drug Tamiflu was stockpiled in 2006 in the UK when some agencies predicted that a pandemic of bird flu could kill up to 750,000 people in Britain. Similar decisions were made in the other country. The hidden data was that the drug was widely prescribed. The swine flu breakout in 2009. However, the drug company did not publish all their research data, so we don't know this.
Right.
This report also resulted in a colossal fight of what previously hidden data into the effectiveness of the side effects of the Tamiflu, and it concluded that the drug persisted with flu symptoms from 7 days to 3.6 days, and also 5.8 days in children, which is absolutely horrible. But the reports also said the drug is as paracetamol as could have been similar impacted on the claims of the drug that prevented any complications such as pneumonia developing and other things. So there was no visible effect. It goes on to say, and then I'll stop and we'll analyze. It goes on to say that the reporters said the drug was a simply unproven case. This is complete bullshit. And there's no credible way that these drugs could have prevented a pandemic. And also, the drug claimed it to have a number of side effects, including nausea, headaches, psychiatric events, kidney problems, and hyperglycemia. Which is quite serious. It means that you could die.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And all kidding aside, as much as I love to kid on this show and that's my role, this is actually pretty sad. Because they didn't know. They put out the wrong statistic, basically said, world, you're fucked.
And that's not cool.
Which is not cool at all. Which is not cool at all. It is so uncool. Then I just, I'm not bawling. I am I'm pretty much stunned, you know, in so many ways.
It's like, this is happening. They shouldn't have watched.
Well, it's happened.
It happened 8 to 10 hours ago. Wow, that's crazy.
England's behind us.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's like, it's terrible. It really is. You can't just think that it's going to be some, it's just going to be.
It's incredible, but the crazy thing was that Tamiflu, they said, Professor Wendy Barclay, who researched the influenza virus at the Imperial College of London, said the reducing of symptoms in children by 29 hours would be pretty beneficial. Then she told the BBC that Tamiflu works well with any drug, and now that we have it, it's on the cards. And then she also said, yes, I think we should replenish the stockpile. Are you an idiot?
Wow.
Sorry, but you're an idiot, are you?
I'm sure she's shy of a few screws loose. I'm sure she is.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, and it's a shocking waste because millions of pounds. We're not talking about hundreds. We're not talking about an easily sum that you can dismiss. We're talking about millions of people. Millions of people. Which is sort of, I mean, the profession of a doctor. It's to save people.
Yes, not to...
not to kill them.
Yeah, you can't, that's just not cool. So many things just come to mind. What in the earth words? Why are they trying? It's like, you don't do this. You don't just do that to people. Sorry, no. So, yeah, you don't do that. Especially when you're dealing with... Sorry, no.
You don't do that.
People don't have sympathy from me. Just don't.
It is incredible. To me.
They're just going to take some people's lives into their own hands. Yeah, you. That's real smart. That's as smart as you could get. Which is wrong in so many ways. There's no way around it. You want to try to do that to people? it's like you're those people need to get smacked or something. I'm just looking
Yeah.
There's no.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that with this kind of thing, it means that you you don't want to get sick.
Right.
Nobody wants to get sick.
No one wants to get sick. No one wants to have to deal with the issues of getting sick. Like, oh yeah, we're wanting to just get sick. No.
We're not.
And that's what really bothers me. Like, you don't just do that. Sorry, no.
So, the thing about, you know, every epidemic is crazy. And then in other news in the UK, I know you're saying, stop with the UK, but it is quite funny. In the, a brand new bike, you know, we all have these, you know, in New York City, we have city bikes. In London, they have Barclay bikes. In Russia, they might have Russian bikes with Putin's face slapped over it. They, you know, and these bikes have become pretty popular in New York City. I myself, I'm afraid to ride a city bike because of the fact that I have my own bike.
Right.
You know. Why would I go on a city bike and endanger myself in traffic?
Yeah, no.
That makes sense. Has no makes sense. But the best thing has come along for cyclists, which is fantastic. Behavioral psychologist. Thank God it's a behavioral psychologist instead of a real psychologist. But behavioral psychologist, right, yay! Behavioral psychologist Crawford Hollingsworth, great name by the way, light bulb moment, helped drivers spot cyclists more easily. Yahoo! Which is great.
That's awesome.
Which is great. This is great news. It's great news. It is covered by Simon Osborne actually today. The phrase is familiar to many cyclists. Sorry, mate, I just didn't see you. Right. How could you see a big level of a human right from your eyes? The answer? The fault is in our brains. That means that sometimes when we even see the icon of an image, the cyclist does not materialize before it's too late. Mr. Hollingsworth, an expert in behavioral psychology, is more used to the fact of dividing smart ways for companies to sell off stuff. But as a cyclist who touched wood, has escaped serious injury on a daily commute across London, he had a light bulb moment that set him down a different path. He said, I was about to cross a high dark corner when one of the junctions that scares me most, I noticed a little bike with a special set of traffic lights. And he suddenly thought, wait a second, that is a symbol that everybody knows that can have the power to unlock the brain.
Right.
And the symbol, 2 years later, Hollingsworth launched a set of bike lights that he believes that represents a breakthrough in road safety, which is fantastic. They are startlingly similar, and in all ways but one, like any other bike lights, white in the front and red in the rear. The difference is black stencil turns into a super bright LED light that each device emanates a small image of a person on a bike.
Hmm. Interesting.
Which is not unlike a stoplight.
Right.
which is incredible. You know, not unlike a stoplight, yet we have stopped, we have the red hand, and we have the man walking, or walker, right? And
right.
then we have other stuff, which, you know, we have the handicap sign for arts. We should have a brain for all dyslexic and ADHD and, you know, Asperger's people. We should have a brain on green and a brain on red. Nobody steals that idea. It's mine. It's trademark, copyright, and there's nothing you can do about it. But anyway, the point is that what?
So then you're covering your faces, aren't you?
Oh yeah. I mean the point is that a swerving truck or a lorry, as we call them, a lorry, for fractions of a second can equate to several meters between the cyclist and the Brady bike lights are designed to trigger the same associations during the day as well as the night, which is more effective in the dark than in the day. If there's the LED around and it had bright lights, like yellow, maybe. Maybe I'm giving this guy some ideas. Maybe we should call Dr. Hollingsworth and possibly get him on the podcast.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That'd be pretty fun. Fact is that there's a thing called Plymines is Hollingsworth, co-founder of Behavior Architects, and a consultancy obsessed with the way that consumers think. For example, if you read literature embedded with words along with aging, such as tired or achy, subconsciously it influences your behavior. You might walk a bit slower in the same way that a human with a bike is very quickly triggered associated with vulnerability.
Right.
Which is, these are, in turn, they, for more information about this breakthrough, you can go to brainbikelights.com. And he says, in wrapping up this thing, we've learned more about our brains for the past 5 years than I don't know how long. And any innovation has to be this good to help save lives. And we will have this link up on our website, which will point you to the website and the article as well, that you can click.
Pages which could be found at itsmyurls.com/ANC+. Yes.
Yeah, which is, it's fantastic. However, in other news, we have Mr. Pistorius. Mr. Pistorius, as we all know, has been in the news because of the fact that he killed his girlfriend.
Right.
Now, killing his girlfriend, you know, there's no excuse for that. But,
no, there isn't.
However, he is saying that she died in his arms, which I do not agree with whatsoever. It is, like, so false, but yet trying to call spade a spade.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of incredible.
It's sad as well, so.
It's sad, and it is kind of disturbing. It's kind of disturbing.
I hope he, even though he has a, he's has his own issues medically. No one has the right to kill someone and get away with it. It's terrible for the disability. Those in the disability community, but when it comes down to it, do you want to support someone who's...
He told Prosecutor Jerry Neal that he made a terrible mistake and Octopus Taurus became distraught as it was showing a graphic detail of his dead girlfriend Rita Stimkamp by proximate prior prosecution at his murder trial. It's time that you look at it, said Chief Prosecutor, presenting the photo at the start of the first day of the cross-examination. The South African athlete who desires murder aims to stand out insisted he made a mistake. We can argue.
A mistake is one thing. Okay, forgetting to turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Not killing someone. I'm sorry. He's going to, and I could see he's going to get his comeuppance, and it's terrible to say, but
it's
true.
It's funny. It's not funny because he is one less age than I am. And he's not only a Paralympic sprinter, he's a double amputee, but he also faces life imprisonment for murdering 29-year-old model, reality TV star, and law graduate.
So he's going to be facing off. He's never going to just, it's like, yeah, he killed her. Yeah, still needs to face the punishment. He still deserves every bit of what he's going to face. I'm sorry, but in my eyes, because of disability, there's other people that the disability could actually be supportive of. Like Amy Purdy, for example.
Amy Purdy is great.
He's a disgrace. I'm sorry. He's a disgrace to the community as a whole.
I mean, I don't know. I honestly, at 1:44 and just about a Thursday morning in the U.S., don't know what to say. I mean, I rooted for this guy at the Olympics in London. I rooted for him.
Right.
It is a total difference.
It's like he screwed up. Now he's paying for the consequences in more ways than one. And it's not going to be an easy way out either. There's no way out.
Well, there's no way out. And he's going to be landing in a jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
And in Africa, it's fucking brutal.
The disability community won't be all around him. Won't they just be like, yeah, he's now giving people with disabilities a bad name.
I wouldn't say he's giving us a bad name.
No,
I think he's giving him more himself a bad name.
Right. Very true. Very true.
You know, it's incredible.
He's going to get
positive. It's incredible because of the fact that, you know, we have more murderers in this country. But the one thing, the one effing thing, the one effing thing that I hate, I absolutely hate, is how the hell they, how the hell they have
he's not, in my eyes, he's not the
well,
name.
I mean, how do you see it?
I see him being just God. Like, out of the community, out of the disabled community, it's like, yeah, you're, it's like, he's, there's no questions asked. He's, in my eyes, there's far other better people to look up to, and those that were looking up to him because of his situation, what does that show them? Someone who had a fatal, who made a mistake, quote unquote, quoting him, is trying to make it where he gets a lighter sentence. Yeah, no, it doesn't work. Quite frankly, life could throw him for a fucking loop and make it where he's done and done and just out. He's not going to have an easy time in prison.
No, he's not.
So,
to
me, it's like I would rather support someone else. I would rather actually say, yeah, this person's better than Joe Blow. And
I would think that the British cyclist is better than him.
Oh, yeah. Anyone's better than him. So, in my eyes, I could care less about him. He's just wanting, he wanted what he wanted, and obviously he's not going to get that in jail. Quite frankly. So.
Right.
It's like, oh, you think you're going to get your way? No. It's going to be the opposite. Being actually being treated like you're nothing. You're
right.
Going to be, it's done.
Well,
he's
yeah.
He's going to be the one learning and seeing he screwed up in prison the rest of his freaking life. There's no way around
well,
it.
Yeah.
Not only see it, they let him out for good behavior, which, yeah, I don't see that happening. Anytime. Just seeing that happening anytime soon. So, no. I don't feel sorry for the man.
Well, I mean,
part of me may feel sorry for him, but in all reality, what did he prove? That he's a murderer? Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, you have to look at it. With 59 seconds left to go now, you have to look at it this way. There are two ways you can look at this. You can look at this as he is a murderer. He should be shot. How most people look at it. Or you could say Oscar Pistorius, the disabled paraplegic who tragically, you know, got confused and shot his girlfriend. It's looked on
very
both ways.
You can look at it both ways. Either way, it's wrong. Yeah.
Either way,
no.
It's wrong. Unfortunately, we're right. It is wrong. However, you know, I think of murderous thoughts, but I write them down.
You're a playwright versus
Right.
Okay.
I'm a playwright. However, doesn't mean that I scream red rum, you know, which is murder spelled backwards. Every day. I don't. I scream, what is this and how funny or how sick or how stupid or how this, how about that? I don't take it out. Do I want to kill some people? Yes. Everybody does. But the difference is, do you act on it?
No.
No, you don't. You don't act on it. And you do, you're stupid. You're very stupid.
If they do, then they need help. And before we go, I do want to make mention in July 12th, our affiliate, Uncensored Radio, Karen Ashley, will be attending the Greater Allentown Comic-Con, located in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So anyone within the, if you enjoy her, go and check her out.
And
they're announcing more people, as more attendees as well. So check her out.
And we will be there as well. If you want to drop by and say hi, we will definitely be there. Myself and Allison will be there. Yes, we are humans. We are not voice boxes. we do have arms, legs, and whatever other stuff you can imagine, you know, and we will gladly be there and sign stuff for you and stuff like that. No, we haven't decided whether we're going to charge yet, but, you know, that remains to be seen. However, we will gladly say hello.
We're not going to be there. We're going to be there as a guest attendees to see our coworker, not anything else. Let's just make that clear.
Right.
There's
right. But if you see us and you want something signed, we will be glad to do it.
Okay.
Glad to do it. Yeah. I mean, that's really it. Look for the release next week, and yeah,
definitely will be good.
It would. It definitely could. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It'll probably screen. Will probably rip the existing theme off and give you the mastered. With some improvements.
Yes.
Before we release it out into the world, the one that you're hearing right now is kind of, on a rough cut. But at the same time, support the show. Give us a little bit of shekels and we will give you news. And if you don't give us shekels, we will give you the news anyway.
Yes.
You know, but we want, you want to hear this as much as we do, so, yeah.
And so you could find us on itsmyurals.com/fancypress for all of our locations, and be sure to check out what we're doing there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And don't forget to check out all of our affiliates, especially with all of summer and spring time. They need help. They need stamps for sending out taxes. So always good to check out stamps.com and all of our other affiliates just for any help, anything that you might need that relates to any sort of deals. So go ahead, check it out, and we're going to let you go. We'll be back tomorrow, and there will be no Friday shows since Fridays, we're off, and it will be great. We'll be back. So
we'll be back. We now broadcast Monday through Thursday. We will see about adding Friday freakouts if we sort of feel like it.
Yes. So we're.
They might return. They might not.
Yes. We'll keep everyone posted, and make sure to come back tomorrow for the Thursday Throwdown. See you,
exactly.
And
good night.